the piano is one of the world's favorite instruments. Mozart, Beethoven, Bach, and Chopin all relied on the ivory keys to create a sound that made a place for them in music history. Jim Brickman is one of the contemporary pianists who uses the keys to craft his songs. Jim feels that excitement when he sees people learning to play piano.
It is very exciting to see, especially young people, taking piano lessons and being excited and passionate about it, because that's it's always rare, because to find inspiration when you first start taking piano lessons, when you take out of those books that piano teachers make you play out of, there's not a lot of light at the end of the tunnel for the stuff you really want to play. And so it is very encouraging for me to see people of all ages at the concerts and with the songbooks in hand who do take piano lessons to the music.
Jim Brickman is often referred to as a New Age American music composer who has composed music that has included many singers like Colin Ray, Martina McBride, Michael W. Smith, and Susan Ashton. Where does Jim see himself? Songwriter, composer, performer, or pianist?
I really still think of myself as a songwriter, mostly, that plays the piano, that plays my songs on the piano. I never really thought of myself as a pianist, even though piano obviously is my main instrument. But I was always a melody writer. I always wrote songs with words. My sensibility is really that of a pop singer-songwriter mentality.
Piano has remained a popular instrument around the world, and so have the many wonderful songs that Jim has written and performed.
Well, I think especially in Southeast Asia and in many countries around the world, there's a really a wonderful connection with romantic music and with the emotional sense of a melody, especially in Southeast Asia, I would say, especially in the Philippines and in Malaysia, Thailand, Laos, all these wonderful places, Indonesia, there's just a love for the beauty of music. And I think the same is true in Europe. I haven't been to Russia. I've been to Shanghai and China and Taiwan. And there seems to be a real love for organic music around the world. And more so, I believe, than in the U.S. It almost makes me want to move to Thailand or something like that, because it seems to be a more heartfelt appreciation. Of course, there are plenty of people who love that in the U.S., but music has changed so much, and people like so many different kinds of music. So I think it's the simplicity. I think it's the emotional connection and the simplicity.
Since his 1994 debut, Jim Brickman has released 12 albums. His latest is called Escape.
It's the first album of all original music in 3 years for me. So it's the 12th album, which is really hard for me to imagine, because in as many years. So it's exciting. Traditionally, my music has been sort of thought of as very romantic, I think, by its nature, melody and the emotion that it carries and connects with people tends to make people feel romantic about it. But this album is not as much romance-driven as much as it is escape-driven, the idea that people can just lose themselves in the music, that it's a way to chill out, to relax, to get away, to go on a mind vacation and use the music to paint a picture, whatever you want it to feel like. So it's combination getaway, travelogue, and a little nostalgia thrown in there.
I'm Larry London for VOA News.
Wang Yi Yu 请记住我们的网址是www.english.com。